Hey, it's Flaves, and this is Climate Changers, a podcast where we celebrate the heroes who are on the front lines of creating a new and sustainable resource and energy economy. Today, my guest is Stacey Grace, the founder of Kent, which is on a mission to remove plastics from underwear and create compostable clothing. Hi, Stacey. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Stacey, all of us wear clothes, but not many of us connect our clothing with climate. Could you talk about how the textile and fashion industries contribute to climate change?
Yes. So it would start all the way from the beginning of even before your clothes get to your closet and how clothes are manufactured, whether it's grown naturally. We use 100% natural material. So the farming practices, through to the dyes, the shipping, the trims that a company uses to create their products, and then ultimately the packaging that it's put inside in order to make its way to your front doorstep. And then also thinking about the lifespan after it's in customers in our own hands. It contributes to microplastic waste in the oceans, for instance, when you wash clothes that are made of synthetic materials like nylon, polyester, or elastane. These shed microplastics whenever they are laundered, and that goes into our waterways. And then after you wear an article of clothing for a number of years, hopefully at least a couple of years, then there's the end of life question. And over 99% of our clothes end up in landfill. Only 1% of clothes right now are recycled. And so the end of life waste issue is, I think, one of the biggest problems to tackle in the apparel industry. And what do we do with all of these clothes that will one day eventually have their lifespan ended because you can't, I mean, some clothes you just can't wear forever. And what do you do with them at end of life?
And so with that as context, how could a switch to more natural fabrics change the impact of our clothes, both on climate and, as you mentioned just now, microplastics?
So the switch to natural fibers is a great one. So starting from the supply chain side, there's a zero reliance on petrochemicals or fossil fuels like those synthetic materials that I mentioned that are oftentimes, they rely on unrenewable resources to be made. And so from a sourcing perspective, choosing a natural material can have amazing benefits for the farm that it's grown on, such as cotton would be the most popular one. So we source from a organic and regenerative farm in Peru. And what is great about that is the water they use is all from rainfall, because with cotton, it's a very thirsty crop. And so figuring out ways that a cropped material can have less of an impact, both from the outset, but then ultimately it's a renewable resource over time that can be regenerated. So in addition to the supply side of things with natural materials, also comes that end-of-life component. And for us, we decided to be 100% plastic-free in our clothing and 100% toxic-free. So our clothes, though traditionally underwear or different types of basics are commonly made with synthetic materials, will never disappear at end of life in a landfill. They'll always be degrading down into smaller versions of themselves. Our products are actually designed to return to Earth as a resource. And so how that is such a positive benefit at end of life, our underwear can be composted and you can compost them either in your home compost in the backyard, or we have a take-back program. And so rather than ending up in landfill, our underwear turns back into a nutrient-rich soil that helps feed future plant life. And the whole process of composting in and of itself has a net benefit to the world through the air. Compost sequesters carbon from the atmosphere, so it helps has a cleansing property. And so I think that is one solution that we are very excited about and have built our entire business on is this untapped opportunity of composting that is such a natural process. And I think it's returning back to something that happens in nature all the time without us interfering and thinking about how Mother Nature is always recycling.
Could you talk a little bit more about how composting fits into your business model? And specifically, you said that, you know, I can use my backyard compost, but also how you have a program in place, I believe, that helps make it easy for your customers to compost their clothing at the end of its life.
Yes, we recognize that not everyone has access to a compost. And I grew up in Toronto, Canada, where composting was the norm. So everyone did have access to curbside composting. But recognizing that this is going to take a long time to roll out across the country, we didn't want to wait for that to happen. And so we created our Compost Club, which is the fashion industry's first take back program. And essentially all of our customers can send back their Kent garments that have reached their end of life. And we chose to start with underwear because it is the one piece of clothing that you can't donate or resell. It's destined almost for the trash. So rather than going into the trash, customers can, as you said, either put it in their backyard compost or work with us and our take back program. And it's almost similar if you think about different companies having a recycling program for fashion, which has been around for a couple of years now, where if you have, let's say, a pair of jeans or a pair of leggings that are ready to be recycled, you can't really put them in your recycle bin by the curb because that won't be properly recycled. It's a very different stream of waste repurposing that has to happen. And so that's also why we decided to create our own program to make it a viable option for everyone, whether or not you have one in your backyard. But if you do have one in your backyard, it's a very simple process. We provide like a composting 101 video on our website.
And you mentioned that you source regenerative cotton. So obviously that's going to be better for the land and water use, as you mentioned. Does that mean it also is trapping carbon in the soil while the cotton's growing?
Yes. So one of our suppliers of our organic cotton is this incredible farm in Peru. And they're one of only a couple in the world that have the regenerative organic certified certification. And so they do invest in restoring and rebuilding the soil in which they operate. And they do use compost on site. We would love to get to a point where there is even a more circular process to our products where we could end up at a farm and then feed future cotton crops. That would be the perfect circular system. But in terms of what they're doing, they have both fair trade practices, they have a strict non-GMO, strict farming and grazing practices that also help to reverse climate change through their specific techniques and practices.
And also when we were talking about moving to natural fabrics, and you mentioned the toxicity of some of the synthetic fabrics, it occurs to me that some of these plastics in our clothing could have negative impacts on our personal health. Is that the case?
Yes. So there has been preliminary studies that have come out to show two things about synthetic materials. One is that some claims have been made that synthetic materials have a interaction with your endocrine system, and this can have negative impacts. The extent of that, I'm not 100% sure. I think the studies are still early. And then the second set of studies that have come out is that a number of sports bras have been surveyed in the past month or two from a top 80 brands, and they all contain very high levels of BPAs. And this, for me, is a real big red flag because we all know BPAs have been banned or at least shunned in a lot of products where we see BPA-free and plastic water bottles and plastic products, and to have them being found in the fashion space is really terrifying, because this is one category that just hasn't had the level of regulation as, let's say, a water bottle or a plastics manufacturer has. It's an industry that has been very much unregulated, and so a lot of brands have been able to use these materials that sacrifice both the earth as well as our body health. And I do have some customers that come to us because we use 100% natural materials for our underwear, because for some women, having synthetics in their underwear does cause health issues where it can promote reoccurring infections or irritation. And again, it's just, okay, we know that these materials are not good for our bodies for a number of reasons, and I think it's all coming to light very quickly now. So one other aspect in relation to how synthetic materials can have a potentially negative impact on our bodies was a motivation behind us creating our newest product, our men's, we call the Breather Boxer. And when my husband and I were trying to have a baby, his doctor recommended to wear a looser fitting 100% natural boxer or brief. And it was very difficult for us to find this specific type of product. And when we did find it, it was very uncomfortable. It wasn't organic. There was very few styles that were available. So we put it on the top of our list when we introduce a men's program that we would have the perfect 100% natural, breathable boxer that is not only great looking and fits amazing, but according to my husband's doctor, would be beneficial in the baby making stages of one's life. And we don't know, obviously, if this was the solution. We did end up having a baby, so I will say it was a happy ending for us.
Well, that's great news, and I'm glad that they worked. And where can my listeners find Kent products?
They can find us online at wearkent.com, wearkent.com. And we're also online at Nordstrom and online at Madewell.
So when I was doing laundry the other day and thinking about this interview, I looked closely at my boxers, and it occurs to me that the most obvious use of plastics is going to be in the elastic bands that hold our underwear up at the waist. How do you deal with that?
Yes, that's a great question. We spent about 2 years doing R&D, testing, and trialing new materials out. So we do use elastic. However, it is 100% plant-based and fully compostable. So our products through and through are plastic-free, even the elastic waistband.
And while I was doing research for this interview, I also saw that you were on the Shark Tank. Could you talk about that experience?
Yes, we were on Shark Tank in September, and it was a wild ride. We were on the season premiere for this season, and it was their first time having a live episode. So what is typically filmed in an hour and a half conversation with the sharks and cut down to 7 minutes, we literally only had 7 minutes, and the sharks were talking over each other. There was a bidding war for our deal, and it was a wild ride, but all the sharks were very welcoming. Even in the commercial breaks, we were able to chit chat just a little bit. And it allowed us to, I think, hone in on our pitch and really understand what's different about our company, what makes us compelling, and how do we communicate that in such a succinct amount of time.
And I understand that part of your business model is a decision to work with American manufacturers. Could you talk about that decision a little bit and how you found the right partners in the U.S.?
Yeah, so being American made has been a really amazing part of our business, because one, it allows us to be close to our partners that work and make our products, being able to drive 15, 20 minutes to the factories, meet the people who are making our products, just allows us to have so much oversight into the nature of the work environments that we're investing in and develop relationships with these partners. It also allows us to have a smaller carbon footprint. So rather than shipping products from halfway around the world and having even longer lead times potentially with the past couple years of what's been happening, we're able to really manage our supply chain efficiently, cut down on shipping and long lead times, and have an effective production supply chain locally. So it's been a really great experience for us. And in terms of finding partners, that also took a couple of years. It's not easy, particularly with underwear, where I was told when we were first starting out that there's no way you can make underwear in the U.S. because the types of factories and machines that are used to make that are almost exclusively overseas. And I'd say that was true for the most part, but I've been lucky to find a couple of manufacturing partners who do have those capabilities and are able to make the products that we want to make.
So even when we shift to compostable clothing, a lot of the legacy clothing that I have, you know, in my house is not compostable. Are there better ways of us to dispose of those clothes or even compost them, clothes that aren't from Kent?
Yes. So I would say not to compost any of your clothes, because I would not know what exactly they're made of. And there could be washes or dyes that will have adverse effects on the soil. So without a company that has verified or certified the compostability of their products, I would strongly advise not to do it. But in terms of end of life for other clothes, you would be best to look at a recycling program or a donation program. So we do offer a recycling program for non-Kent products, because we know we're not the only underwear in everyone's drawer. But if customers are looking for a more beneficial end-of-life option, then we do offer that recycle club akin to our compost club as a end-of-life alternative.
So Stacy, what makes you optimistic about the future?
I think now more than ever, we're seeing so many people and companies get genuinely excited about investing in solutions that are going to have a positive benefit on our world. And even if we think back 10 or 20 years ago, this definitely wasn't at the forefront of companies' minds. It was pure profit motivation. But having this dual motivation of building both a sustainable business, but at the same time that can have an amazingly positive impact that can create better solutions, that's what keeps me going, because that's the generation and the shift in commerce that I want to be a part of, because there's more that the private sector can always do to push the Earth's agenda ahead, and being a part of the solution is always better than being a part of the problem.
Well, Stacy, thank you for using your entrepreneurial work to help fight climate change and microplastics. And thank you for joining this episode of Climate Changers.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great chatting.
Every episode of Climate Changers has a call to action posted in the show notes. Each call to action has been curated to make it easy for you to help create the changes that we discussed today. Thank you for joining Climate Changers. Until next time.